I don't really have a like a specific experience. I learn it in the more of like a continuous process. Because of my family background, like my dad used to stay in the States, so most of his friends are like pretty like westernized, and all the kids, like my family friends, they go to international school. So I, like outside of my secondary school or middle school, which is a local school, I pretty much spoken English, and I was always like kind of like westernized due to that environment. And I also go to an English speaking church. All the people there either like white or they grew up in an international school, so I pretty much spend all my time outside of school speaking English. And my dad, like, we watch a lot of like American TV shows at home, like Friends or like Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother. Recently hooked on American Horror Story, but that doesn't count because it's not. It's pretty recent. What else did I watch? A Breaking Bad. Yeah, and all those shows. So that's my way of learning English. So it's like more like a continuous thing, but not like a particular course or like a tour or anything.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your most memorable English reading experience?
I would have to say The Fault in the Stars by John Green, because I don't really read, and that's I think that's like the second book that I read like from the first page to the end, and it's the first book that I read like voluntarily, because I heard so much about it online, and people, there's like so many like fuss about it, and I want to see what the fuss was about. And I read the plot and I really like the idea of it, and I was really intrigued by like the title of it, and because I don't really get it. And yeah, but once I started, I was like pretty much hooked on it. And I really like stories or movies related to like the topic of death and like family relationships or like romantic relationships. Yeah, because I'm not the type of people who like sci-fi. So yeah, I really, really like that book. It's a really like heart-wrenching, but at the same time, like it makes you think. I think there's a lot of death to it. It's more than just like a teenager love story. It's so much more than that. But I'm a bit disappointed by the movie, to be honest. Yeah, so that's my most memorable reading experience.